Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 45 through 49. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." One of Jesus' first disciples was Andrew. Andrew was so excited to be following Jesus that he went and told his friend Nathanael. But when Nathanael heard that Jesus was from the small, no-name town of Nazareth, he sneered. "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Andrew responded, "Come and see." When Nathanael approached Jesus didn't rebuke Nathanael for his unbelief. Jesus gently showed Nathanael that Jesus knew all things. Nathanael quickly changed his mind and believed that Jesus is the true Son of God. Perhaps you are someone who doubts all of the claims about Jesus. You wonder about his being born of a virgin or healing people of their diseases. You wonder about the claim that his death paid for the sins of all people, or the claim that he rose from the dead. He knows that sometimes you struggle to believe. But Jesus doesn't reject you. He patiently calls you to the truth. He gives you clear evidence in the Bible of who he is and what he has done. You need not live in your skepticism any longer. Hear Christ calling you through his word. Respond to his word with faith and give him all the glory. Lord Jesus, thank you for your patience with me. Lead me to believe even when I'm overwhelmed with unbelief. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.